The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 2004, astronomers announced that the white dwarf star BPM 37093, also known as V886 Centauri, had mostly crystallized after exhausting its fuel and cooling down. If their estimates are correct, this star has turned into a giant diamond. All we have to do now is travel 53 light years and set it into a ring the size of a solar system. In 2006, the inventor of video games, Ralph Baer, was awarded the National Medal of Technology, honoring him for creating the first home video game console, the Magnavox Odyssey.
Families who are content to let television do its thing often find themselves at its mercy for a choice of entertainment. While people who want television to do their thing entertain themselves with Odyssey, the electronic game of the future, and the family's best foul-weather friend.
Pilot Chuck Yeager was born today in 1923. He was the first pilot to break the sound barrier. Peter Gabriel was born on this day in 1950. Henry Rollins was born in 1961. Actor Andreas Katsoulis, who played Ambassador Jakar on Babylon 5, died on this day in 2006.
I believe that when we leave a place, part of it goes with us, and part of us remains. Go anywhere in the station when it is quiet, and just listen. After a while, you will hear the echoes of all our conversations, every thought and word we've exchanged. Long after we are gone, our voices will linger in these walls. For as long as this place remains. But I will admit that the part of me that is going very much miss the part of you that is staying.
In 1983, 3 years after doing so on the big screen, The Empire struck back on National Public Radio.
Leia, I'm not due to go back outside for a while yet.
Hey, is this a staff conference?
I was wondering if you had a little time.
Well, Luke, I really have to see you about some things that...
Hey, Luke!
Hello, Han. Hi, Chewie.
Where'd the general go?
Well, he was headed over to the communications.
Never mind. Her overwhelmingly highness, Miss Heraldew.
Now what, Han?
Once again, adapted by Brian Daly, The Empire Strikes Back started a 10-episode run on NPR, with Mark Hamill, Billy Dee Williams, and Anthony Daniels making the jump from the movie studio to the recording studio, with John Lithgow as Yoda. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod with the procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
No dictator, no invader can hold an imprisoned population by force of arms forever. There is no greater power in the universe than the need for freedom. Against that power, governments and tyrants and armies cannot stand. The Centauri learned this lesson once. We will teach it to them again. Though it take 1,000 years, we will be free.